Throughout the month of September, you're going to notice a little bit about Project Puzzle every here and there, and here is where we're talking about it. Want to welcome back Shelton Jones. Welcome back. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing very well. Let's start. We'll get to Project Puzzle in a minute. I want to start with Emerge. Sure. What got it started? Walk us through a little bit of the history and where you're headed. So tell us all about Emerge.
Right. So Emerge is the Gulf South's largest nonprofit therapy provider for young children who have autism and communication challenges. And so we've been in this community for more than 60 years, and we're really known for providing intensive, comprehensive therapies that bring the whole family into the treatment plan. And just in the last few years, we've added a charter school for elementary age students who have autism. And so our whole mission as a nonprofit is to be a community resource for all. And so we are very driven around ensuring that families with limited financial resources can access our services.
What brought this to the forefront? What got y'all started?
Well, it really was. It was the genesis was volunteers with the Junior League, actually, and the Quota Club back in 1960. They saw a need in the community to work with young children who at the time had hearing delays because of the rubella virus. And so they put together a very unique program, a preschool-based program to help those children with their communication skills. And so over the years, we've evolved our services based on what the community has asked us to help them with. And so now, over the years, we've really refined and pioneered this autism program that really is one of a kind.
What are the biggest challenges with developing and continuing forward with an autism program like this?
Really and truly, it's the demand on our services. One in 36 children are being diagnosed with autism. And so for us, we really are focused on ensuring that families who need us can come to us. There's space issues in our building. We have excellent staff. We're very fortunate. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, there are some times where families do have to wait for our services. And so we really try everything we can to open up those wait lists and to make sure families can get the services they need.
We're talking with Shelton Jones from the Emerge Center. The level that we've learned about autism in recent years specifically, I mean, we're moving down the road pretty quickly as far as not just awareness, but understanding.
Absolutely.
Walk us through what that's been like a little bit.
Well, I think over the years, parents have become more and more attuned to looking for those milestones that maybe your toddler is not hitting when they're, you know, 18 months, 2 years old. And the education level of those parents is, you know, making them go to their pediatricians and say, listen, something is really kind of not progressing as I had thought for my child, whether that's not pointing, not looking in the eye, or babbling. And so I think all in all, with better education and better awareness, that means that that child can get services early and really can get that diagnosis early.
Let's push pause for just a minute and talk a little bit about autism itself. What is autism?
So autism really is a neurological challenge that children have, and it basically presents itself in many different ways. The most prominent way is that they're challenged with their speech, meaning they are unable to find the words to communicate their wants and needs. They also are challenged with social interactions, taking those social cues that you and I would pick up on in a social setting. Children with autism sometimes, don't pick up on those. And so a lot of children that we see, we're helping them pull out that language that we know they have to ensure that they can not be so frustrated. Because a lot of children with autism, they're frustrated because they cannot explain kind of where they are and what they need. And so that's kind of our job.
And therein lies the level of frustration, right? Is it the lack of communication is not the word I wanted to use. Expression.
Exactly.
The lack of expression is where all the frustration lies. So tell me a little bit more in depth about some of those treatments, some of those therapies and methods.
So basically at Emerge, we provide many therapies under one roof. Speech therapy, something called occupational therapy, which are the activities of your daily life. Things like tying your shoes, holding a pencil, sitting in a chair, brushing your teeth, eating lunch. We also provide something called applied behavioral analysis, which is a very sophisticated one-on-one therapy for children and individuals with autism. And so it is that intersection of all those therapies that makes Emerge unique, in that a child can receive all of those services, and our team of therapists is working collaboratively around that child, identifying, you know, what is the next steps for that child? Where are the hurdles that that child is facing? And so for us, it's really an opportunity to provide sort of that wraparound, what we call wraparound services for a family.
Let's talk outcomes for just a second. Mm-hmm. Are we able to, through the Emerge Center, are mm-hmm. we able to see visible differences mm-hmm. from start to finish and what the long-term outcome for the rest mm-hmm. of their life is going to be based off of the application of what y'all do?
Mm-hmm. Well, every child's path is totally different, right? And so every family's definition of, like, success is different. So for us, we don't have one specific sort of like pinpoint of like, this is where the child needs to be, because it's a journey. But what we have been doing, especially with our charter school, when our students find success in other schools, we do follow them and we make sure that they're still succeeding in those neurotypical classrooms. And so we really are invested in ensuring just what you're talking about, that once they leave us, they still will continue to progress.
We're talking with Shelton Jones from the Emerge Center. So all month long, we got Project Puzzle going on. Tell me about Project Puzzle.
So basically, this is a month-long raffle campaign. This is our third year hosting it. There are $25 raffle tickets that will be available until September 30th. Each ticket gives an opportunity to win one of seven awesome prizes. And I will list the prizes out because they're really, truly tremendous. Mm-hmm. The first prize is a grand prize of just $2,500 cash, which is awesome. And the second is a private movie screening at the Manship Theater. So what that means is you and your family, your friends, could take over that theater and watch whatever kind of movie is your jam. You know, I could picture a Rocky Horror Picture Show. I could picture, you know, a kid's birthday.
Right.
It could be a super sort of exclusive, special opportunity to really have that unique experience of being just yourself in the Manship, which is really fun. And then, of course, Solera, our friends over at Solera Restaurant on Perkins Row, they've donated a Taste of Spain. So it's a dinner and wine tasting for 10. And, you know, they have incredible food, gourmet, top of the line Spanish food. So that would be an incredible experience. And then we also have an exotic animal encounter at Barnhill Preserve, which is up in Ethel. It's this beautiful facility, acres and acres. And so apparently you can swim with otters.
Yeah.
So check that off your bucket list. And then we have a custom shirt package from Manuel Martinez. This would be made to measure custom designed shirts, men's or women's, actually. And then we also have a luxury spa day at the retreat, so you can be pampered all day long. And our last gift is a free year of Canes.
Okay. I mean, top to bottom, that's some solid prizes, and raffle tickets are only $25. Before we talk about where to go to get the raffle mm-hmm. tickets, I want to talk about the logo for Project mm-hmm. Puzzle and why it's called Project mm-hmm. Puzzle.
So basically, the puzzle piece has been known as sort of a symbol of autism and autism awareness. And so we really champion the opportunity to extend the puzzle piece. We really are working with families to find success for these kids. And so we always kind of wanted to it's that urgency of it's a project, it's a campaign, it's an initiative surrounding our fundraising.
And it looks like a jigsaw puzzle, but mm-hmm. it also looks like a butterfly.
Exactly. So Butterfly is our brand at Emerge. We really are, striving to develop these children that are here at Emerge with us in terms of their, you know, if you think about a butterfly, the stages of its development, we're a place of hope and optimism and the future. And so the butterfly definitely encompasses all that.
Now, the money raised through the raffle, obviously just general fundraising, mm-hmm. but I'm sure there's a few wish list items, goals that y'all have in mind.
Absolutely. There are tons. You know, I mentioned that demand for our services that is day in and day out. And so fundraising enables our staff to be equipped to help these families that need our help. We also are able to launch new programs. We offer state-of-the-art technology to our children. A lot of children who have autism who are nonverbal or preverbal, they use an iPad talker to truly, you know, communicate. And so they use a talker with icons that represent different words, and the iPad talks for them. So those kinds, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, these kids, you know, today with technology, these kids can learn it so quickly.
Yeah.
And so we raise money to ensure that families who want to try out an iPad and see if it works for their kid, we call them our loaner program. So those are funds that we use through these campaigns like Project Puzzle. And obviously, we also have a lot of scholarship opportunities. Some families who are in some of our programs require financial assistance, and we want to make sure that they can have access to those programs.
Fantastic. Good stuff. We're talking with Shelton Jones from the Emerge Center Project Puzzle going on this month. Where do folks need to go to get raffle tickets?
So the first way, you can text PUZZLE to 91999, or you can just go to our website, which is emergela.org.
Emergela.org is the website. You said text PUZZLE to 91999.
Correct.
Raffle tickets run you $25 a piece. There's a cap on the number of tickets being sold, though, right? You said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a good chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It increasing the odds across the board. Once again, those raffle prizes, grand prize, $2,500 cash. Aside from the grand prize, there's a private movie screening at Manship Theater, Taste of Spain dinner and wine tasting for 10 at Solera, exotic animal encounter at Barnhill Preserve, which the kids have been on field trips to Barnhill
Preserve.
I've never been before.
Yeah.
I've never been, but I hear the stories, mm-hmm. and they come back raving mm-hmm. every single time. Four custom-made shirts from Martinez Custom Clothiers, luxury spa day over at the retreat, or free canes for a year. Mm-hmm. Those are the prizes that are on the table. The raffle tickets are $25. The sale's going on all this month long, but you're probably not going to want to wait till too long into the month because there is a limited number of mm-hmm. tickets available. So hop on the website, emergela.org/puzzle2023 is where you'll find them, or texting puzzle to 91999. She is Shelton Jones with the Emerge Center. I greatly appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.